With SRN News, I'm John Scott. More civilians expected to leave Gaza via the Rafah crossing today.
There has been a new and updated list that's been published today. Again, it's people who have foreign passports, people with dual nationalities, around 600, with maybe 400 or so of those being people who hold US citizenship. The idea is, certainly the suggestion is, that as the days go on, people will be able to leave. But of course, it's important to remember that more than 2 million people live in Gaza. They cannot choose to leave. They are under constant bombardment. So the people who are leaving is only a very, very small number of the overall total of people who are in Gaza at the moment.
BBC correspondent Anna Foster reporting. Also at SRNnews.com, Russian artillery continues to batter southern Ukraine as more deaths are reported.
Russian shelling has killed an 81-year-old woman in her own backyard and a 6-year-old man in southern Ukraine's Kherson region. Kherson is a strategic military region and a key gateway for Russia to the Crimean Peninsula. It is located on the Dnieper River, and unconfirmed reports suggest Ukrainian forces are gaining ground on the Russian side of the river. Ukraine's months-long counteroffensive has fallen short of dislodging Russian troops from large areas, as the war appears set for another winter of grinding attrition. I'm Karen Chamas.
And the number of Americans applying for jobless benefits inched up last week, but remains low by historical standards. Even with the Federal Reserve's aggressive interest rate hikes that are meant to cool the economy and taper lingering inflation, unemployment claims rose by 5,000 to 217,000 for the week ending October 28th, according to the Labor Department. The Dow up 402 points, the NASDAQ adding 188. This is SRN News. This Sunday is the annual International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church, and believers across the U.S. are holding up their embattled brothers and sisters in foreign lands.
Brother Andrew, the founder of our ministry, famous for smuggling Bibles behind the Iron Curtain, 70-some years ago, was famous for saying that, our prayers go where we cannot.
Ryan Brown is CEO of Open Doors U.S.
The church in America needs to be walking with our persecuted brothers and sisters, not because of what we have to offer them, but because of what they have to offer us. Few would argue that we're living in a post-Christian culture, increasingly within the United States, and our persecuted brothers and sisters have walked a road before us and have set an example, often at great cost to themselves.
Hundreds of millions of Christians around the globe are abused for their faith, amounting to one in every seven believers on earth. This is SRN News. Lewiston, Maine takes another step in its recovery with a high school football game.
The Lewiston High School football team ran onto the field with cheers as they played their first game since last week's shooting massacre. Their opponents, Edward Little High School of Auburn, whom they beat 34-18. Lewiston Police Chief David St. Pierre told the crowd that the football game was more than just a game.
It is a symbolic return to unity following the tragic event that has shaken both of our communities.
I'm Donna Warder.
Cedar Fair and Six Flags merging, creating an expansive amusement park operator with operations spread across 17 U.S. states and three countries. The combined company will include 27 amusement parks, 15 water parks, and 9 resort properties in the U.S., Canada, and Mexico. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.